Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. To begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am, but I'm haven't lived in Aurora long. I have no children and really no opinion about the schools.
Oh, well, actually, you don't have to have children in the public school system. We're still talking about issues that might affect you. But we do need people who live in Aurora, the Aurora area. I don't know if there is somebody else at home who would be willing to help us.
Yeah, I will be willing to help you. How long will this be?
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. And considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I think it varies a great deal across the city. Where I live, things are fine, and I feel very fortunate. I think we have a policing problem, I don't think that's I don't really know what's going on in that area.
So would you say it's a mix between right direction and wrong direction?
Yes, I would.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your opinion on how people in, living in neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
I think most people think that Aurora doesn't offer as much as where they live, and I think they're wrong.
And so would you say, they said, having lower quality of life?
Yes.
Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Is it excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I really do not know.
And based on your opinion, what you've heard, what you see?
I really don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, how familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. And have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
I have not.
And do you think the overall level of property taxes in Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I think about right.
I'm all right. Thank you. And have you heard about or read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
I have. Not a great deal, but I have read about that.
Thank you. And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' properties taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply, renter.
I would say can afford, but it is a steep increase.
So it hurts household finances badly or it squeezes our budget requiring cutbacks?
It squeezes our budget.
Thank you. Now, as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition 88 ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? Will it be a big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
A small positive impact.
Thank you. Now, if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, and adding additional spaces in school for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or vote no?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and pay. Would you vote yes or no on this?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Those against these are Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy ballots might make. The statement is, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I disagree.
Disagree. Thank you. And lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. The first one is, this large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Is it a very strong reason? Somewhat strong reason or a weak reason to vote yes on this ballot, this 2024 ballot issues?
I think it's a weak reason.
Weak reason, thank you. The next one is, doing school renovations and replacement, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district's carbon emission footprint.
I think that's a strong reason.
Is it a very strong reason or just somewhat?
Yes, very strong.
Thank you. Now, this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
I think that's a very strong reason.
Thank you. Bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education.
I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that one, please.
Okay, that's fine. Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten throughout their K-12 education.
I think that's a strong reason.
Is it very strong or just somewhat?
I think somewhat strong.
Somewhat, thank you. Many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, the bond will fund a skills training program called P-Tech, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs.
Is that a new program?
It will be the bond. The bond,
the bond
will, be
will, yeah. will fund that program.
Yes.
I think that's mixed. I'm not sure that that's a good reason.
So do you think it's a weak reason to vote yes on the...
I would say yes. Yeah, I think it's a weak reason.
Thank you. Now, continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
I guess that's a strong reason.
Very strong or just somewhat?
Somewhat strong.
Somewhat strong. Thank you. And we're halfway there, and we will go to another question. Now,
okay.
Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe and more productive learners.
I think that's somewhat strong. I'm concerned that they won't be able to fill the positions. They'll have spaces for people, but they won't find people who are trained.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, we have already four to finish. Now, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive and improving and modernizing its schools. Do you think that's a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote yes on this year's ballot issues?
I think it's a weak reason.
Thank you. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
I think that's a fantasy. I think that's a weak reason.
Thank you. Second to last is providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning.
I think that's a weak reason.
And the last one is, the best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
I think that's a strong reason, a very strong reason.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Vote yes or vote no?
$1 billion?
$1 billion bond.
Jeez. And no tax increase.
No property tax increase.
No property tax increase. That's a lot of money. I would have to study it further.
But right now, how do you feel, or where do you lean?
Well, I lean positively.
positively. So vote yes.
Yes.
Thank you. And the last one for this action is a $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. So would you vote yes or vote no?
I would vote yes. I would vote yes.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is your gender?
Female.
And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
No.
Do you consider yourself to be either African-American or Black?
No.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you. And what county do you live in?
Arapahoe.
Thank you very much. And do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
I do not.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So once again, thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful night. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Okay. Good night.
Good night.